Welcome to the Flat at Home Show, your active source for real estate information, education, and inspiration. And you know what? I'm going to throw in another word there, Matt, community, because we're going to expand our community a little bit here as I talk to another professional in the industry. Before I pull back the curtain and welcome my good friend to the studio, let me thank my great sponsors, All About You Wellness and Aesthetics, Montana Basement Solutions, solving your water and mold problems for good, and your good friends, Justin and Zena Mecha with Keller Williams Ideal. So it's not uncommon for an agent, when you employ an agent to, in fact, I would say it's actually pretty much essential, because the agent is the resource to resources, right? We are the hub to a number of other professionals. And so when you hire that agent to either help you sell your home or buy a home, they're going to reach into their pocket and pull out several business cards or contacts on their phone. They're going to say, I need you to call these people for these services. And one of the more popular ones, and dare I say even important ones, is your home inspection. And that goes for both buyers and sellers. However, what I thought would be valuable is to expand the community a little bit here, bring in another professional to talk about such. And therefore, Robin Patrick with 406 Home Inspections, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
Yeah, man. I'm glad you're here. Especially considering you're based out of Polson, right?
No, we're based out of here. I live in Polson.
Oh, gotcha.
We started here in the Flathead Valley and grew it here. And then when it came time to buy a house, I just bought one down in Polson.
So I recall when we were talking on the phone a couple of days ago, and as you were sharing the Polson connection, I was thinking, well, no wonder he calls it 406 Home Inspections. Yeah. Do you plan on expanding?
Well, I was actually talking about that a few days ago, but we already go all the way up to the northwest corner of the state.
Sure.
And quite a bit south and quite a bit east too.
Yeah.
So we got pretty big territory already.
Well, you keep saying we, so there's multiples.
Yes. In my outfit, there's a total of 4 certified home inspectors.
That's fantastic.
Myself and my wife, she doesn't inspect, and then I've got 2 guys that work for me. So we've got quite a crew going on here.
Yeah, so that's how you cover the area.
Yep,
that you do. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's fantastic. Well, what's nice is, and I know that I'll speak from experience here, is that it's because as the listeners know, my wife and I are licensed. We operate as a team, and quite honestly, for the sake of professionalism, my wife does all the work. You know, mm-hmm. I just show up. And
I got it.
Yeah, she's actually a football fan, and so I give this analogy. I just simply punt the ball. She does everything else, right?
Sure, gotcha.
And again, I do that for the sake of professionalism. Mm-hmm. Regardless, though, I know that she's done quite a few deals with you and has always been very impressed with the rapid response time.
Thank you.
Yeah, and sometimes that's essential, because sometimes the way that negotiations work, I know that everybody thinks we're so in control of those dates. Sometimes we're not. Sometimes those dates get pushed. For reasonable reasons. Sometimes there's occupancy issues. Maybe we're representing a buyer who's buying a home that is actually currently rented, and so you got another person's calendar called the tenant, and their calendar actually takes precedence over everybody else's calendar. So sometimes we get into corners where we're like, man, we've got like 5 days to get this thing inspected. And quite honestly, Robin and your team run the greatest chance, in my opinion, on getting in there on a notice that could be pressured. Now, that being said, you like to have time too.
Yeah,
I'm not saying, hey, agents, write down 5 days and Robin's going to get it done. No, your calendar's busy as well. So regardless, let's walk through that process there. If a home inspection, I mentioned that it could benefit, it works for both buyers and sellers.
You bet.
Yeah. Now, typically we think of the buyer, right? The buyer is likely the one to buy a home inspection, get the property inspected, and then review it with their agent and whomever else for advice. And then we go back to negotiation.
Mm-hmm.
However, sellers can also get their home inspected.
They absolutely can. It's the exact same inspection. It's just given to the seller instead of the buyer. That gives the seller the opportunity to correct some of the things that may be wrong with the house
before they go to market.
That could be detrimental to a buyer wanting to be interested or solve some problems and stuff like that.
The first case I think of is maybe I'm representing a seller who doesn't live in the home, right? It was a rental property, which is actually not uncommon right now, right?
Right.
And so one of the first things that I'll mention to them or have one of my agents mention to them is, hey, maybe we should get this thing inspected before we go to market.
Right.
That way we can mitigate surprises.
Mm-hmm. True.
And in fact, probably even eliminate the surprises, because when they get their inspection done, we can be like, yeah, been there, done that. Watch this.
Sure.
Yeah.
Exactly. And between inspection companies, there'll be some nuances in reports, but the big things are things that matter. A decent inspector should catch them.
Yeah, so absolutely.
It's a good way to do it. A lot of sellers don't want to spend the money on a home inspection because they know that it's going to be done again anyway.
Right.
You know,
right.
They're selling their home to get money.
Right.
They have a little bit different view on it, but
Yeah, though, at the same time, though, there's a lot of assurance in knowing what is likely going to be seen
sure.
by whomever the professional may be.
Sure.
And like you said, the big items are pretty obvious, right?
Right.
So, Robin, tell us a little bit more. We got to take a break here in a minute. However, I guess we'll go to the break. When we come back, I want to hear the story. I want to know sure. a little bit about your background. There's generally a really cool story as to why somebody said, you know what, I'm going to go scope around in houses and crawl in attics. And I love basements or crawl spaces and spiders. That sounds fun to me.
Yeah, exactly. I love it.
This is the Planet Home Show. We're talking with Robin Patrick of 406 Home Inspections. My name is Justin Mecha. We're going to take a quick break and be right back.
This is Eric Bodine, owner of Montana Basement Solutions. Our team has worked hard over the years to earn a solid reputation in the industry in fixing and preventing water-related problems in your home. We also specialize in mold testing and remediation services, often working with top contractors, architects, and even healthcare professionals in the Valley to ensure your home is healthy and safe for you and your family. If you are building, ask your contractor if they're working with us. If you suspect a problem in your home, call us directly. Montana Basement Solutions, 871-59-71.
And we're back. It's the Flooded Home Show. My name is Justin Mecha. In the studio with me, good friend Robin Patrick with 406 Home Inspections. We're talking about home inspectors, and we're talking about the value that they bring to sellers as well as mm-hmm. buyers. You know, in a nutshell here, you bring perspective. You know, you're that third party to come in and say, mm-hmm. yeah, I know all of you guys are crazy. I know all you guys are scared of the crawl space. Watch this.
Yeah. Back when my wife was getting certified, she'd go on these with me, and she loved crawl spaces and attics. It was great.
Wow.
Now she doesn't do inspections anymore, so it's on me, but
yeah,
it's not that bad. It's just one more piece that needs to be done.
Sure, sure.
And attics and crawl spaces, we view those as something that may never be looked at until there's a real estate transaction. So
yeah,
it may have been
true.
Years.
Yeah.
So it's really important that it's done correctly and
yeah.
done thoroughly as
yeah.
well.
You know, we brokered a deal, my wife and I, just about maybe a month and a half ago, beautiful home over in the in Big Fork area. And it's actually Lake County, Big mm-hmm. Fork. You know, mm-hmm. it's kind of not a lot of people know that Big Fork crosses the county line. However, it's a beautiful home over there. And the homeowners had lived in the home for, 15, 20 years, mm-hmm. right? Almost all of the home's life, right? And we had the buyer, and we had a home inspection done, and there was a little bit of mold found in the crawl space.
Sure.
And it shocked the homeowners because mm-hmm. they almost took offense to it, because they're like, we keep our house clean.
Right.
And then when I was talking with the agent, you know, this comment was thrown around, and it was like, well, they don't live in the crawl space.
Well, it's even more than that. So with a home that someone's been living in for 5, 10, 15, however many years,
yeah.
you don't see the imperfections over time. It's kind of like background noise. You get so used to it, you don't hear it anymore.
Sure.
Same thing's true about the problems that a home could have that
yeah.
haven't been corrected. They just simply don't see them.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, or they forgot, or whatever the case may be.
You bring up a good point, though. It's the homeowner, while they may be tedious, while they may be really clean, they mm-hmm. the home shows really well, they're not crawling in the crawl space every day.
Yep.
They may not even crawl in the crawl space the entire time they live in the home.
The only thing that would motivate them to go down there is if their furnace is down there and if they change their own air filters.
Right.
Or if they change air filters at all.
Yeah. Good point.
We've seen some that yeah. haven't been changed in forever.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they don't go down there. They don't go up in the attic either. Because they're kind of like, why would you take the sheetrock off your wall to look what's inside the wall? Kind of that same mentality from
yeah, yeah.
above and below.
Yeah, sure.
So, and it's dirty and it's dusty. And
we say all this, and we're having fun saying it. However, it's important because these are critical elements to the home's health and
yep.
safety, right? If
yep.
there's mold in the attic and or crawl space, that could be a very catastrophic health issue
yep.
should we not address it.
Yep. We do a lot of mold air testing for that very reason to
yep.
find out if there's an issue. Attics and crawl spaces are kind of unique beasts because, like I said, it's like looking behind a wall. People don't go up there. They don't go down there. But the idea of looking at an attic and crawl space, that's generally where you're going to see the first indication that the home either has a problem
right.
or has the potential for a problem if something's not corrected. I'm talking about like moisture getting in there
sure,
or
sure.
mold starting to grow.
Right.
You know, if you don't deal with that right away, 10 years down the road, it could take your whole structure apart.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
it's important that you go up and down.
So I know that we only have a couple more minutes here. One of the things that I like to deliver if I bring somebody onto the show that I haven't brought onto the show before, mm-hmm. give us a little bit of the background. You know, who are you, Robin? Where did you come from?
Sure. So in 2018, I moved from Salt Lake City up here to Kalispell.
Okay.
The reason I left Salt Lake City is a great place, great people, mm-hmm.
sure.
yards. There's too many of them.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
A lot of them down there.
There's a couple. Yeah.
Yeah.
And so I moved up here to Kalispell, and I was looking around thinking, what do I want to be when I grow up? Because uh-huh. I was a contractor down there, and I went to construction school and stuff like that. And when I came up here and looked at becoming a contractor, $70 and a piece of paper, turn into the state and you can build houses.
There you go.
It's very hard to get credentials and differentiate myself. So I became the guy that looks after that stuff.
Yeah, sure.
And became an inspector. And I love helping people. Mm-hmm. I like working with real estate agents. They're people.
That's right.
And so I get to work with people all the time. And I've got this buffer between me and everything else is going on because I've got an agent that can always refer to.
Yeah, good.
So I really enjoy doing it. It's fun.
You know, the fact that you like people overly qualifies you for this job. You know, because I like radio because I don't like people. I'm kidding. No, that's a good characteristic though. It's good and it shows well because you've been in our office to do presentations. Mm-hmm. You've come into our office on a number of times to share with the agents, hey, be on the lookout for these things, and this is why you hire me. This is why you hire a professional or an inspector. You know, so I appreciate that, and I appreciate your ability, your generosity to share your trade with us.
It's a win-win situation. Mm-hmm. You know, the more you know, the more you're worth, or the more you know, the more people trust you, things like that.
Right.
So the CE course that I do for real estate agents, same thing. It's there to help the agent have better conversations with their customers.
Yeah.
You know, because if you can see something on a house, you go, oh, that should be looked into, and you can tell your buyer said, we should look into that.
Absolutely.
You know, and it helps the agent become the subject matter expert. That's really what we want, is just a good relationship with our agents.
It's like we said at the top of the show, the agent is the source of the source.
You bet.
You know, I'm not the home inspector. However, I know a guy.
Sure.
Right. And that's
I got a guy.
Yeah. Check this out. Yeah. Open up the phone. Here's the contact. So, hey, Robin, speaking of phones and contacts, how would we get in touch with you? Should we have a question? Should we need an inspection?
Sure. So you can call my office at 406-201-1573. I've got a gal that answers the phone, Candy. She's fabulous. Mm-hmm. You can go to our website, 406-HIP for Home Inspection Pros.
.com.
There's blogs there. You can register. We prefer you call us because we like to talk to you.
Sure.
So yeah,
you're people.
Yeah, we're people.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not a big believer in reaching voicemail. I'm not a big believer in go to our website and fill out a form.
Yeah.
We just want to deal with you directly.
There you go.
All right. It's important.
Robin Patrick, 406 Home Inspections, 406HIP.com, should you want to go that route. Otherwise,
406-201-1573.
There you go. This is the Flathead Home Show. My name is Justin Mecha. Hey, Robin, we're in winter. You want to join us next week as we talk about preparing your home for winter?
Absolutely.
You heard it, friends. Tune in next week as we talk about how to prepare your home for this winter. My name is Justin Mecha. This is the Flathead Home Show. And as always, be safe, be well, have fun, and of course, hey, Flathead.
Welcome home.